The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game. Public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, There's Many a Slip. The Green Hornet strikes again. From a killing at Hanley's Roadhouse, Sergeant Burke of the City Police Force was in a gloating mood. He and Cassidy were bringing in a witness to the killing, one of Joe Kane's henchmen.
You'll do some talking when we get to headquarters. And if you speak the truth, which we'll get out of you sooner or later, I'm thinking we'll have the goods on that no-good racketeer boss of yours, Joe Kane.
I don't know nothing, say.
Is that so now? We'll see about that before the night's over. We've been trying to get something on Kane for a long time. When you spill what you know, we'll have it. Well, here we are. Come on, you. Cassidy, when we tell the inspector that...
Hey, Sarge, that car! Swerving right over this way!
Look out! Cassidy, are you hurt?
No. I'm all right, but... We got our prisoner, Sarge.
Huh? Let's see.
Oh, come on now, step back. There's nothing to see here.
I'll say they did. The low-down killers. This guy's dead.
Later that night, Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, was in the city room talking to Gunnigan, the city editor, and two Sentinel reporters, Ed Lowry and Mike Axford.
That fellow Kane is having things his own way around this town. It's about time he was stopped.
Joe Kane's plenty smart, Chief. He's got the cops stumped.
Yeah, they say he never carries a gun and he always has an alibi.
There's no doubt in my mind that he was responsible for the murder of that man who was shot down in front of headquarters.
Sure, that's what Sarge thinks too, Reed. But there ain't any way to prove it. It all happened so quick, they didn't have a chance to even get the number of the killer's car.
Oh, I'd have a phony number anyway, Mike.
That's right, Ed. What did they find out about the man who was killed out at the roadhouse?
A guy by the name of Lynette, a gambler who hung out there a lot.
And Stan says they put out an order to close down the Kane Roadhouse. But the way that guy works, it won't be for long.
Kane sure supplies us with plenty of headlines anyway.
Yes, but they're not the kind of headlines I like to see. Something's got to be done to stop Joe Kane and his mob soon, or the public will demand a shake-up in the whole police department.
Want to run an editorial to that effect, Chief?
Well, we'll wait a bit and see what develops, Gunnigan. But you can bet your boots the Sentinel won't let the matter die out this time. Joe Kane has to be stopped.
following morning, Britt Reed was in his office at the Sentinel building when Lenore Case, his secretary, entered. And closing the door behind her, approached his desk.
Mr. Reed, there's a woman outside who says she wants to see you. But she refuses to give me her name.
Who won't give her name, eh?
No, and she says it's very important. She seems to be very nervous for some reason or other. Shall I tell her you're...
You might as well let her come in, Miss Case. I'll see her for a few minutes.
Just as you say. I'll tell her to come in. Come right in. Mr. Reed will see you now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, won't you be seated, Mrs....
Thank you. I'm Mrs. Lynette.
Mrs. Lynette? I don't think I... Oh, yes. It was your husband who was...
My husband was killed yesterday at Kane's Roadhouse.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Up to now, I wasn't aware that he had a wife.
I left home as soon as I heard the news over the radio. See, I didn't want to be questioned.
I don't understand, Mrs. Lynette.
Listen, I know my husband was killed by that rat, Joe Kane.
Then why didn't you go to the police at once?
Well, you see, I can't really prove it. But Kane is sure I know why my husband went out there. He'd have his mob watching me if I went to the cops. Well, you remember what happened to that man last night.
Yes, of course. Tell me, what makes you so sure Kane killed your husband?
Harry, that's my husband, you know. He used to work with Big Boy Narvik.
Big Boy Narvik, eh? He was the big-time gambler who was shot down in his office a while back. They never did get the killer.
Narvik didn't die right off like the cops thought. He lived long enough to write down a note telling who shot him. My Harry got that note and kept it.
I see. For blackmailing purposes, perhaps?
Call it that if you like. Harry never did like Joe Kane. Well, he shook Kane down for plenty on that note.
Where's that note now?
Harry took it out with him last night because Kane offered to buy it for a lot of dough. Instead, he killed Harry and took the note.
Then, with the note in Kane's possession, it's just his word against yours.
Yeah, but he still wouldn't want me to shoot off my mouth to the cops.
Why did you come to me?
Because your newspaper's been fighting against rackets, and, well, I got scared. I had to tell somebody. I don't know just what to do.
I still think the police should hear what you have to say. Ed, I can understand your fear of approaching them. I'll have somebody take you to a nearby hotel where you can register as, say, Mrs. Lynn. Stay there until you hear from me further.
All right, if you say so.
Yes, Mr. Reed?
See if you can get a hold of Axford or Lowry and...
Axford's right out here now, Mr. Reed.
Good, send him in.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you weren't followed here?
I don't know, but they wouldn't know I was coming to see you. There's a lot of other offices in your building.
And that's true.
You want to see me, Reed?
Yes, Mike. I want you to take this woman, whom we'll know as Mrs. Lynn, to a nearby hotel and see that she gets properly registered. You'd better take a cab, even for a few blocks.
Sure, Reed. But why do you...
Go along, Axford. We can't waste time.
I'm going right away.
I'll wait till I hear from you, then.
Yes, that'll be best. Mr. Axford will look out for you until you get to your hotel room.
That I will, ma'am. We'll hop a cab and you'll be settled in a jiffy. Now come right along with me.
Street floor, please. Street floor.
Sure, and I hope we can find a cab at this time of day. Now, let's see.
Taxi, mister?
No, ain't that the luck of the Irish? A cab waiting right at the curb.
Where to, mister?
Take us to the Midtown Hotel. Get right in, Mrs. Lynn.
Thank you.
Now I'll...
Oh, no, you don't, wise guy.
Hey, what's your... Hey, wait. Come back here. Glory be, driving off with that woman. Reed'll have my neck for this.
Taxi!
Cab, sir? Quick, follow that cab. The one up near the corner. And step on it.
Hello?
Reed, this is Axford.
Yes, Mike, did you take Mrs. Lennon?
Listen, Reed, it wasn't my fault. I couldn't help it. It all happened so sudden-like.
What's happened?
It's that woman, Reed. We went to get into a cab that was waiting outside the Sentinel building. She got in, but the guy shoved me back and drove off with her.
What?
That's right, Reed. I tried to follow them in another cab, but I lost them. That I did. It wasn't my fault, Reed. You see,
oh,
I...
Never mind, Mike. Come on back to the office. There's nothing more you can do now.
Okay, Reed. Now, don't go being sore at me. You see, I...
Get a move on, Mike. Goodbye.
So long, Reed.
All that patter she handed me must have been straight goods. Intended to have her talk to the police, but that's too late now. I know this Kane deal needs some fast handling. I'll try to get Cato on this private line. I hope he's home. He can do a little snooping around for me while I finish up here.
Mr. Reed's apartment?
Cato, I have a job for you to do right away.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Britt. What do you want me to do?
You know what Joe Kane, the racketeer, looks like, don't you?
Yes, sir. I see a picture of Kane in Sentinel.
Good. Get a line on where he lives from the city directory, somewhere on Parkway Avenue. And then go over there and keep watch. Let me know when he leaves.
Yes, Mr. Britt. I go right away.
And for heaven's sake, keep out of sight. Don't let him or any of his mob see you watching.
I keep out of sight. I found out what you want very quick, perhaps.
I'll be waiting, Cato.
It was near nightfall when Cato phoned to say Kane had left his apartment. Britt Reed directed Cato to get the Black Beauty and masks and to meet him in an appointed place downtown. Soon the gleaming black car was stopping in the alley behind Kane's apartment house.
You want me to come with you, Mr. Britt?
No, Cato, I won't be long. You say his place is on the second floor?
Yes, sir. Service entrance in back hall. Easy to reach unseen.
Good. Wait here. I'll be back in a minute.
In a matter of minutes, Britt Reed, using a skeleton key, was opening the service door to Kane's apartment.
I'll leave this door open just in case. Cato said the living room was toward the front. And this is it. I'd better continue to use my flashlight. And there's a desk. I'll have a look. Nothing important there. They'd be locked. There must be a wall safe around someplace. Let's see. Perhaps behind one of these small pictures. This is it. Just a simple combination. There doesn't seem to be anything in there. He hasn't already destroyed that incriminating note. He certainly wouldn't leave it out of the roadhouse office for fear of a police search. So he'd keep it in his pocket. Oh, well. Maybe if he knew the Green Hornet knows something about him, he won't be so hasty in doing away with Mrs. Leonard. It might give us a chance to get to her. I'll leave a Hornet seal on the top of his desk. Uh-oh. Kane and his pals are coming back. I'll stick the seal here. And now I better beat it in quick.
I'm hoping you got to her in time.
Well, she was with some funny-looking mug when I seen her.
What was that?
Sounded like the service door in the kitchen.
Want me to take a gander out there, boss?
Yeah, Mo. See who's fooling around out there.
I'll take a look.
Maybe somebody was frisking the joint, Joe.
Yeah. I'll say somebody was. Look here.
What is it?
Maybe it was... Forget it. I know who was here. That thing stuck there on the top of the desk is the seal of the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet? Holy mackerel, let me see it.
Wait, get your big mitt away from that.
Okay, okay. You don't have to bust along over it.
You, Sam, get me a razor blade out of the bathroom.
A razor blade? Sure, Joe, coming right up.
What you want with the razor blade, boss?
I want to scrape that seal off the desk, dopey. Then I'm going to have a good look at it through a magnifying glass. Yeah, who knows? Maybe we got something. Yeah. Who knows?
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. Thank you. Now, back to our story. Instead of frightening Joe Kane, the Green Hornet seal which Britt Reed had left in the apartment had aroused Kane's curiosity, and he took great pains to preserve it. Meanwhile, Britt Reed returned to the Black Beauty, and he and Cato quickly drove away from the vicinity of Kane's place.
You're not to find anything, Mr. Britt?
Nothing, Cato. Kane's a very smart bird. He keeps very little around.
Why you not have glove on left hand? You not lose it, I hope?
No, I have it in my pocket. I took it off to get the skeleton key.
You not leave prints on safe, I hope?
I used my gloved right hand to open the safe. I carried the flashlight in my left, so don't worry, Cato.
Where we go now?
We're going to stop off at the apartment. Later, we'll ride out to the Kane Roadhouse. I want to leave a few seals about to carry on sort of a war of nerves.
Perhaps Kane get nervous about Green Hornet, then make slip-up, maybe.
Something like that, Cato. Time will tell. The night isn't over yet. Give her the gas. We haven't any time to waste.
Later that evening, Axford and Lowry were talking to Gunnigan in the city room when the phone rang.
Sentinel City Room. City Editor speaking. What's that? Of course we want news. That's why we run a newspaper. Let's have it. Do we still what? Yes, the Sentinel still offers a reward for the Hornet.
Suffering snakes, does somebody want to...
Shut up a minute. No, not you. Now, go on. What were you saying about the Hornet? Wait a minute. How do I know you ain't... Okay, I'm listening. What? Great guns, if you can really prove what you say, you'll get the reward and plenty of headlines to boot. Sure, we'll have somebody there at 10 tonight. So long, Mr. Kane.
Hey, that wasn't Joe Kane, was it?
It sure was, Ed. Joe Kane himself. He says the Green Hornet killed Lynette last night, that he's got proof. And that ain't all by a long shot.
Saints be praised.
Shoot, Gunnigan, what else?
Plenty. Joe Kane's got a Hornet seal with a fingerprint of the Green Hornet on it. He wants a reporter at the Roadhouse at 10 o'clock tonight when he turns it over to the cops. And that means the finish of the Green Hornet.
Mr. Reed's apartment.
Cato, let me speak to Reed quick.
Right away, Mr. Axford. For you, Mr. Britt.
Hello, Mike. What's on your mind?
Reed, wait till you hear the news. Hunnigan's got the presses ready to roll with the biggest scoop the Sentinel ever had. Believe me, Reed, when I tell you...
Give it to me straight up, Mike.
Okay. Now listen to this. Joe Kane, the racketeer, called in a while ago and said he had proof that the Hornet killed Lynette.
Don't tell me Gunnigan's fallen for a bluff like that, Mike. After all, Joe Kane's a very smart...
Hold on, and listen. At 10 o'clock tonight, out at the Kane Roadhouse, Joe Kane's turning over the evidence to the cops.
What evidence does he have?
Kane has a Hornet seal with a fingerprint on it. The fingerprint of the Green Hornet himself.
What? Did Kane say that?
That's what he said, Reed. Lowry and me are both going to go out when the cops go to see the proof.
I see.
Won't that give the Sentinel a scoop to shake the town, though?
Yes. Yes, Mike. If he really has what he says he has, it'll shake the town in more ways than one. Thanks for calling me.
Oh, don't mention it, Reed. I just wanted to be the first to tell you. So long.
Goodbye, Mike.
Something wrong, Mr. Britt? You not look so well right now.
Cato, they say everybody makes a slip now and then. I made a bad one tonight. Evidently, I stuck that seal on Kane's desk with my left thumb without my glove on.
Kane find fingerprint?
Yes. Joe Kane's a smart guy, as I said before. He's the type who think of that.
We not just wait here. We have to do something, quick like a flash.
There's no doubt about it, Cato. We have to get that seal somehow. If the police once get it, enlarge the print and start checking.
Consequence of misstep, often fatal fall, Mr. Britt.
We won't take that fall without a fight, Cato. It's 9 o'clock now. Get the gas gun and masks. Whatever the consequences are to be, the Green Hornet will be in at the finish. Come on. We're going out to Kane's Roadhouse right now.
Meantime, in the office at the temporarily closed roadhouse, Joe Kane sat at his desk with Sam in an easy chair before him. The big racketeer wore a smile of triumph as he looked up from a copy of the Daily Sentinel before him.
The Sentinel couldn't wait. You see that headline? Kane promises expose a Green Hornet. Some stuff, eh, Sam?
Yeah, but I don't get it, Joe. The Hornet can read, too. He's liable to come out here looking for us.
I expect he will, Sam. Think what that would be. For us not only to have proof of his identity, but even to have a Hornet himself to turn over to the cops.
Holy smoke, Joe. You mean we're sitting here like this and he might come here?
I planned a nice little trap for the Hornet if he does come, Sam. All the doors are unlocked. That window's got the shade up, see? He sees us sitting here off guard, and then he comes busting in.
You gone nutty, Joe? I'm going to have my rod handy in case he tries to...
Sit back and take it easy, Sam. See that big painting on the wall behind me?
Yeah, what about it?
Now look closely. Look at the eyes.
Hey, somebody's pointing a rod through one of them eyes.
Sure. You ain't been with us long enough to know about that. I was back in the storeroom behind that picture standing on a box. We used that stunt before. As soon as the Hornet sticks his mug into this room, Moe's got him covered without his being wise.
Oh, you're sure smart, Joe. The Hornet will never know what hit him.
That's right. Now you see why I hope he comes. We won't do nothing but just sit here like this. That lame brain Hornet ain't got a ghost of a chance. One way or another.
Arriving near the roadhouse in the Black Beauty, Britt Reed and Cato hid the long, sleek car, then approached the building on foot. Leaving Cato for a few minutes, Britt Reed went alone to have a look around the part of the roadhouse which was lighted. Soon he rejoined Cato. Then the two men started through the shadows toward Kane's office, where Kane and Sam were waiting.
Well, Joe, them cops will be here in about 10 minutes or so. Looks like that Hornet ain't gonna show. I ain't sorry either.
It'll be strange if he doesn't.
Listen, somebody coming.
Don't let on you heard anything. Well, Sam, we sure put one over on that Hornet this time.
Yeah, I'll say we did, Joe.
Not yet, you haven't, killers.
Well, well, look who's here for the party.
It's him, the Green Hornet.
In person, Slapstick. You're both covered.
Take it easy, wise guy. And put down that pop gun. Before you could use it, you'd be a corpse.
Hey, Joe. I don't like
that. Shut up, Sam. I hold all the cards. This sucker hasn't got a chance.
Pretty sure of yourself, aren't you, Kane?
Why not? That envelope on the desk before me is the little mistake you made that'll send you to the hot seat. And incidentally, let people know who you really are, Hornet.
Maybe we can make a deal.
Nope, no deal. I get $25,000 from the Sentinel for exposing you. I'll be a hero in the bargain. Joe Kane, local hero.
What's to stop me from grabbing that evidence and slugging you on, Kane?
Try it and see.
Maybe I will. Oh, my arm. I'm shot.
Hey, what the?
It's Moe. He fell through the picture. So you had a trap set, eh? I thought so.
Moe, get up, you fool. What made you do that?
The guy come in through the window of the storeroom. He jumped me when I started to shoot. Now I'll take what I came after.
Sam, Moe, do something. Stop him. Help me. Quick, Moe, the gun on the floor, he's getting me.
I got the rod. You'll not get a chance to shoot.
The guy that swung me back there, I'll show you.
Use this window this time. Waste bullets.
This is for you, Kane.
Gas, guy.
Big shot, fall easy. One more yet.
Oh, not me. That shot in the arm, I've had enough. I'm wounded.
That's because your trap sprung the wrong way. Have a bit of this, gorilla.
No. That's your trick. Not anymore here.
We got them all, I think. Good thing you got to that guy in the storeroom in time to slug him as he fired. I thought there'd be someone in that storeroom, but I didn't expect you to knock him through that painting.
Good thing you suspect trap and make plan. You have narrow escape. They plan to kill you as you entered.
I knew something was up. Everything was made too easy for me to get to them. Also, I counted on Kane's vanity and boastfulness to delay their plan until you had a chance to sneak in behind the mug in the storeroom. I have the seal with the print, and now to search Kane. Let's see. This is it, Cato. This note will send Kane to the chair.
Police come now.
Yes, they have a date with Kane. Here, I'll take the clean seal. I'll do this. Now, I'll put it back in the envelope. There. I'll put these on the desk in plain sight. Let's go out to the storeroom, kid. And quick!
Later that night, in the city room at the Sentinel...
Well, I tell you, Gunnigan, that's just what happened. And Sarge Hero bear me out on it.
Yeah, just like Lowry says.
Hold it. Here comes the chief now. He'll sure be disappointed.
Hello, boys. I couldn't sleep thinking about those headlines we'll have in the extra.
Reed, we sure got a scoop, that we did. Only, well, not exactly as we thought it would be.
You mean Kane didn't expose the Green Hornet?
It was the other way around, Mr. Reed. The Hornet exposed Kane, looks like.
But Mike phoned me and said Kane had a fingerprint on a Hornet seal.
Sure, that's what I did
say. Oh, there was a Hornet seal, all right, and it had a fingerprint on it, boss.
Well, why didn't you say so? A gun again for a headline, I want you to
Hold on, Chief, you don't get it yet.
What they're trying to tell you, Mr. Reed, is that the fingerprint on that seal was Joe Kane's.
Joe Kane's? Surely you don't believe he's the Green Hornet.
No, he and his mob had Hornet seals stuck on their foreheads. They were all laid out with gas like the Hornet uses. Also, even while we was out there figuring out the mess, we heard the real Hornet drive off. No, sir. The real Green Hornet's yet to be caught.
But we got evidence proving Kane a killer, Reed. And he told us where that lady was. Mrs. Lynn.
Yeah. We couldn't figure out why he was holding her. And she wouldn't say.
That woman was Mrs. Lynette, Sergeant. She came to me today and I was going to put you in touch with her, but Kane got there first. I thought Axford told you.
Well, I must be going batty. I was sure you said her name was Lynn. I guess I must be slipping.
Oh, well, everybody slips once in a while, Mike. Even the best of us.
That is everyone but the Green Hornet. That guy's better at giving others the slip, that he is.
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Henry Stambaugh speaking. This is the Blue Network.